It's a channel seed growing season update with field sales representative Josh Urich, who covers the central Michigan area, a wide swath there. We're going to get an update on how things look at this point. And Josh, we're glad you could join us from the Farm Progress Show, where you are as we speak. So hope things are going well there. I think you've got some great weather for it. And unlike many years, it's pretty comfortable this year at the show.
You're absolutely right. It's beautiful. You couldn't ask for a better day, that's for sure.
Well, let's talk about how things look in your part of Michigan. I know there's plenty of variability, so let's talk about how things look overall, if you could summarize.
Yeah, overall, I would say things look better than probably should be expected. There are significant differences, sometimes within the same section, it seems like, just based on where the rain cloud may have passed over at the beginning of July or even the middle of July, but a good portion of my territory is abnormally dry. But again, as I said, things look a little bit better than probably should be expected. So I'm really happy to see what I am seeing in the field as I'm out looking at the crops.
Well, if we would get some timely rains to finish out the soybean crop, does that mean that there is some potential, in your view, overall, for a decent looking yield?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So again, as dry as we were throughout a good portion of my geography, there is, especially for soybeans, a good opportunity to finish this crop off. I think there's a lot of, call it, reserve energy left in those plants, and if we do catch some rains, I think we're going to see those pods fill a bit more and potentially even put pods on above canopy, which is what we always like to see.
Let's talk about the corn crop as well. A similar sentiment there, or is that a little bit different?
It's a little bit different, I would say, in the fields that I've been in. Again, there's so much variability, it seems like, within my geography that some fields, some farms are going to have tremendous yields again this year. And some are going to be, I'm sure, disappointed in what they have out there just because of the lack of rain. We'll say the crop is progressing pretty rapidly. We've accumulated a lot of heat units here in the last 6 weeks, which certainly made up for the lack of heat units that we were able to gain in May, as we all remember how cool and wet it was in May.
We have heard a lot about disease problems and how that might be taking the top off. Can you run through any disease that is a part of your part of Michigan?
Yeah, I would say, again, because of how dry it has been in most of the area, disease has been held at bay for the most part. So the corn crop specifically looks relatively clean. I will say tar spot is starting to move in, and I know a lot of planes were flying, you know, 40 to 50 days ago, so the efficacy of those fungicides have pretty well run their course, and tar spot is starting to move in a little bit. Hopefully we get some heat units here to finish that crop off naturally, and it will be, you know, too little too late from the disease standpoint as far as tar spot is concerned. On the soybean side, we are seeing a little bit of white mold in areas that are creeping in. We did catch some rains here in the last 2 weeks or so, and some of them were pretty significant. Heavy rains, which allowed that spore to splash up higher into the canopy and infect some of those plants. Again, it's not widespread, but it is starting to show up.
Well, it sounds like once again this year, and we do see it from year to year, that the technology that goes into that seed gives these crops a fighting chance each and every year despite the elements. And it seems as though that's part of what you're describing.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I would say that the technologies that have been invested in genetics and traits have again proven themselves this year, because, you know, as I said earlier, some of this crop looks way better than it should given the conditions that it had to struggle through in late June and most of July for sure.
Well, we hope that the weather cooperates from here on out until it's time for harvest. We'll check back in with you in late October for a harvest update. Hope we get some good news then, Josh.
Absolutely. I appreciate the time and the interest in the updates, and happy to help wherever I can.
Enjoy the show and have a good, safe trip back.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Josh Urich, field sales representative with Channel Seed.